Mr. Ralph Wise of the Wendover Apartments had while he was in Europe and then when he came to the United States. Tell me about your home in Europe. What was it like? Was it a brick home? What was it?
Our home consisted of one room.
One room?
Only one room. That was our home, our own four walls.
How many children were there?
Now let me finish.
All right.
We didn't have even a floor yet.
No when floor.
We bought the home. No floor.
Yes. Oh, you bought this home?
We bought this home. And
who bought it? Your dad or your mother?
My dad and mother.
Yes.
It consisted of one room. And our family was very large. And all us slept in one room.
How many beds were there?
About five beds.
That's interesting.
And this was the way I left. When I left for the United States, that's the way it was.
Yes. Now, let me ask you something else. Do you, was it a village or was it a farm?
A town.
A town. And what was the name of the town?
Smargon.
Smargon.
Yes.
Is that in Russia?
That was in Russia at that time.
Small town. How many people were in there? About, what was the population about?
I would say about 20,000.
20,000.
It was a center of leather tanneries.
Let me ask you something else. What kind of a house was it? Since it was a wooden home? A wooden home.
Frame.
It was a frame home. Tell me about your family that lived in the house with you. How many brothers did you have?
Four brothers,
and how many sisters?
Four sisters.
How many living?
At that time?
Now, how many living now?
Now?
Yes.
Well, that's very hard to answer. You see, I have one sister here in this country.
One sister in the
country.
Yeah.
The rest of them are supposed to be in Russia.
But you don't know anything about them?
I've never heard from them for the longest time.
How long is it since you haven't heard from them?
In the beginning, when the communists took over power, we heard from one of our brothers who was in Moscow. For a while, because...
How many brothers do you have in Moscow?
We had only one brother.
One brother.
We had another brother in another town.
One brother in Moscow.
Another town.
Where do you remember where that was?
In Pinsk.
Brother in Pinsk.
He was a judge when the communists took it over and had Jewish courts.
Your one brother in Pinsk was a judge?
Judge, yes. I lost.
Are these brothers older than you or younger?
Younger. I'm sorry.
Younger. Can I tell you about the other brothers?
I'm not sure where they're living.
Can I tell you about the other brothers?
Yes, now we have one brother in Moscow that you don't know anything about, one brother in Pinsk who was a judge.
That's right.
Now where else are
we? We lost one brother during the Nazi Holocaust. Yeah. He was a rabbi. His whole family was wiped out. I lost another brother.
Just a minute, he was a rabbi.
Where was this? It was on the border between Russia and Germany, in the Baltic states.
Mm-hmm. Now that's 1, 2, 3 brothers account.
Another brother was killed in the war.
Which war?
In the First World War.
Second.
First World War.
First. That's right, I was in Russia at that time.
First World War. Where was he killed?
How he was killed, I don't know.
But where? In
where
Russia?
I couldn't. In Russia.
In Russia. That accounts for four brothers. Now what about the sister? She's here in the United States.
One sister in the United States. But the rest of the sisters, I don't know.
Oh, you had other sisters too? How many more sisters?
One sister was killed by the Nazis. Her and the whole family.
Yes, the other sister?
Two other sisters are living in the part of Russia where my parents fled during the First World War. It's near the Caucasus. And I don't hear from them at all.
How long did you live this here in that little house over there in Russia?
In that house?
Yes.
That's about 4 years.
4 years. So you had three sisters and four brothers, is that right? Eight altogether?
No. More than that.
Well, where are the other sisters and brothers?
One brother died here.
Well, I had a brother that passed away here in this country. Must see him at the record of everything.
And where are the other brothers you're talking about? How many are there? There's one, two, three, four, five, seven, eight. How many were there in your family?
We were 12 altogether.
12. Can you account for the other four?
I don't know where they are. I don't know what happened to them.
The longest time.
You mean there were 12 people living in one room at the time?
I don't know, not 12.
Five beds, but there were 12 children.
Well,
it must be 14. 14 in one room.
We had. Wait a while, just a minute. We had 12 children.
Yes.
One, my sister passed away, died.
Did you do your?
I was a private tutor.
Of what?
Of Russian language.
What did your father do?
My father was a religious man.
Rabbi.
Just a minute. Yeah, we had previous to the time when we bought. When my parents bought the home,
yeah.
This home, we lived in somebody else's home.
Yes, I
and my father had a school, a private school.
Father had a private school.
Private school, tutoring children in the Talmud.
All right. What were the languages spoken in your home?
Yiddish.
Any English?
No.
What kind of schooling did you have?
I had public school.
In Europe?
In Europe. And I had high school.
You went to high school? Did you finish?
You see it? It's something. A short time. In order for me to be a volunteer in the army, not to be drafted.
You were in the army 3 6 months.
What was your synagogue like?
Orthodox.
What was it? Was it a
Orthodox
brick building or was it a wooden building?
We had wooden. I attended two, one a wooden one and one a brick.
Why did you go two?
Well, just for change. To see one cantor and one synagogue and to hear the other cantor and another synagogue.
What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community? Were they nice to you? Were they good? Did you get along with them? Or were they anti-Semitic?
You've got to consider the time we lived in Russia, at that time.
I know, but I want to know now.
As far as personally having a relation with the Gentile, we had very little.
But were they nice to you?
Well, as far as we, they were nice. Yes. We didn't have no pogroms in our town.
Oh, no pogroms.
No.
That time when you were in Russia, you didn't have no
pogroms. Belong to or attend any political organization?
Yes, I did.
What you belong to?
I was a Zionist organization.
Yes. What else? Bund, socialist, labor union?
Zionist socialist organization.
Zionist socialist
organization. That's it.
What was the relationship of the government to your country, to the Jews at that time? Were they anti-Semitic?
We lived under the Tsar.
Yes, I know, but what was the relationship? How was the government to you?
Bad, of course.
Poor. Anti-Semitic.
I could talk with you.
I know what you're talking about.
For a whole lot about that.
What did you think of America at this time? Before you came to Europe, what did you think about it?
It was my dream.
It was a dream. What kind of a dream?
Dream to be free.
Why did you leave the country in which you were born?
This is a long story. Sat together.
The what?
The claws of the war.
Yes.
And I was compelled to leave, in order for me to, compelled to leave the country, in order for me to leave. Mm-hmm. I would be recalled back to the army at once, being I was in charge from the army not very long ago. Oh. And for another reason, when I came back from the army, I married my wife.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't want
to...
Where
did you marry your wife? In Russia?
In Russia.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll get that later. All right, tell me why you came to the United States.
My answer was there to be free and make a living.
Did you have a definite destination? Did you know where you were going?
Yeah, my... A ticket was sent to me from...
Just a minute, I'll get that later. Yes, you have a definite destination.
Oh, yeah. In Florida.
Oh. Who gave you the ticket?
The parents, the father of my wife, who was at that time in America.
Oh, your father-in-law, your father-in-law.
Yeah. He sent me a ticket to come to America, and part of our family lived in Jacksonville, Florida, and that's why I landed in Jacksonville, Florida.
Were you part of a group traveling together?
No, by myself.
Sam, this is not going. No, it is going. Travel.
By boat.
Who met you? Any organization? Any individual?
No organization.
No one met you.
Excuse me. Yeah, I was met in New York State by the Hayas.
Oh yes.
I stayed overnight there, and the next day, agent in the steamship company took me over to the boat, and I went to Jacksonville by boat. From New York, I went by boat to Jacksonville, Florida. And can I make a little experience, what I had a little experience?
Or papers did you bring with you to the United States? You had a big trunk.
Big trunk with my clothes.
What else did you have? Any papers?
No papers of any kind.
Nothing at all.
Official papers, you mean?
Any kind.
No, I had to cross the border.
What other things? Yes.
I had to cross the border from Russia to Germany at night.
Oh,
without any permit, without any permission from the government.
Oh,
so I could not have any official papers or any passports. In other words, they said I had to, in Yiddish, Megambetem Grenitz, you steal the border.
That's right. Anything else? Nothing but a big trunk. How did you carry the trunk?
I handled it.
Yes, you did. Is your name is the same as it was in Europe?
No, ma'am.
No. What was it?
Our name in Europe was Weisbord.
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 W-E-I-S-B-O-R-D. Yeah, and you had to change to Weiss.
The reason why I call myself Weiss, because my elder brother was in this country, and he changed it to Weiss.
Oh,
shortly.
Yes.
Okay,
that's six.
All right, don't get
excited.
Okay. All right, what first impressed you when you came to the United States, when you came here?
When I landed in Jacksonville, Florida,
yes.
I thought I'm in heaven, seeing the white, clean sand on the beach of the ocean.
Yes.
And I stayed in a beautiful home.
That was an experience.
Big, large rooms, fancy furniture, with a colored maid.
Oh.
And the first experience, I venture to mark, the first experience that I had here.
Yes.
The first night, the colored maid stole my straight razor, and she disappeared with it.
Oh my! What first impressed you when you arrived in Pittsburgh?
I must tell you, I could not place myself in Jacksonville. I had to come. I wrote to my brother in Pittsburgh, and he sent me a ticket to come to Pittsburgh.
Oh.
And my first impression of Pittsburgh was very, very dark. I landed in Pittsburgh by 2 o'clock in the morning in August.
Yes.
Pittsburgh was that time a smoky city.
Yes.
The fog and the smoke was so thick, I could hardly see. And I was very sorry that I ever came to Pittsburgh. But finally, but I had to come.
Why did you leave?
I could not place myself in Jacksonville.
Oh, you couldn't get placed.
I couldn't get placed in Jacksonville. That place was not for a greenhorn.
Do you remember your first day? You do remember, don't you?
Wonderful.
What was it like? You said it was dark and smoggy.
Dark and smoggy and tight.
And what?
About the
filthy.
No, but I couldn't see. The house where I landed reminded me of the old country home.
Oh.
A large family in tight quarters.
Was this a boarding house that you were in?
It's not a boarding house. That's where my brother and his wife lived with her parents.
Oh.
On Franklin Street. The old Franklin Street. Not far from Logan Street.
Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years when you came here?
Nothing disappointed me here in this country.
You mean the first 5 years you were happy? No disappointments at all?
The reason why...
point during the first 5 years when you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No, ma'am.
After having lived in the United States for 5 years, do you feel that you had accomplished or would have eventually accomplished your goal in coming here?
Yes.
You worked for, what did you say you were working for?
In for a general store.
What did you do?
In a mining town as a salesman.
Where was your first home in this area? What was it like? That was that boarding house, that rooming house, wasn't it? That you talked about, no?
What home are you referring to?
Just the first house that you came to, that's right, the neighborhood. With whom did you live? You lived here in, lived with our family?
In the beginning, just a minute.
Yes?
Five men lived together.
Oh, I see.
And the other salespeople. That wasn't a Jewish community, it just was a mining town. We lived over the store.
Mm-hmm. What was the neighborhood like? Was it nice? Clean?
Like any other mining town in America.
How long did you live there?
2.5 years.
If it was your own home or apartment, how did you get it? It wasn't, no. What kind of work did you do when you first came to this country?
As a salesman at a general store.
How did you get training for this work?
I didn't have any training whatsoever. You just learned it.
Just learned by doing.
Okay.
What kind of work did you do when you first came to Pittsburgh? Same thing.
That's exactly what I did, same thing. At the beginning, I earned $25 a month with board.
What were your hours? Do you remember?
From the morning till night.
What time is the morning?
Morning, 7 o'clock in the morning.
7? Till what time?
Till 10, sometimes even 10.
Did you work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays?
We worked on Saturdays, but not on holidays.
Worked on Saturdays, but not on the Jewish holidays. How long did you remain at this work?
About 2.5 years. Same question.
Oh, that's right. Did you belong to any kind of trade union?
No, ma'am.
None at all. What became your life's work?
What became or what my
striving
was?
What became your life's work? What was your life's work?
I wanted to be a businessman.
Were you a businessman? Did you have a, is that what you, was your life, you were a businessman?
Yes. That's
important. If you would live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
No, it does. It seems to be going. If you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into?
In view of the fact that I was a married man,
yeah,
and I had to bring my wife and her firstborn son,
yes,
which was born a couple months after I left Russia, I had to. I had to be in business in order to.
But would you do this if you had to leave your wife over again? Would you be still and be in business?
I'm still would be in business.
Uh-huh. What schooling did you have in Pittsburgh?
No schooling was there in this country.
How did you learn to speak English?
That's a good one. I'm surprised sometimes myself. In fact, I just not very long ago, I wrote an article in a magazine, in a monthly magazine. How they learned, they just came to me. Read and write and speak.
Communication with others.
That's it. And it was...
And you learned to read, to write English,
I want to say something in it. And it was that much harder for me. to pick up the English language, because when I, in the beginning, when I started to work in the mining town, I had to learn foreign languages, Polish and Slavish, in order to accommodate the customers.
Did you practice on writing English at home?
No, ma'am. I never had time to practice.
Well, how did you write English then?
It just come to me because I had schooling in Europe.
How did your Gentile classmates treat you? Didn't you go to any? You didn't go to school here?
No, I did not.
No. Did you go to Cheder Hebrew school here?
I didn't go to no school with Severin no. here. As far as Cheder goes, no. I didn't have to.
No, that's right. You didn't.
I had plenty of schooling in Europe.
Did you like music?
I do like music.
Yes. Did you go to the concerts?
I go now, but when I worked, I couldn't. I didn't have a chance to go.
Didn't go. No opportunity to attend. Didn't go at all to any of the concerts?
That's a long... That's a long, long story
to tell.
It's a long, long story.
Didn't go to the operas either. Did you go to the Yiddish theater? Any other theater?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. We did.
Where was that?
In Pittsburgh.
I know, but where? Was it on Miller Street? Where was it?
On Sender Avenue. Old Irene Kaufman Settlement.
Did you attend lectures?
No. It all depends when.
No, when you came here the first 5 years.
No, ma'am.
None at all. That's what I want to know. Did you go to the public libraries in
no,
Pittsburgh?
Ma'am.
No. What Pittsburgh newspapers do you read? Did you read?
Did I read or
yes.
do I read?
Did you read?
Pittsburgh Press.
Well, there wasn't a Pittsburgh Press at that time.
What was Sun Telegraph? I forgot already what paper it was. What paper?
Was that
Leader.
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 I thought it was a leader.
Yeah, Leader, yes.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
I was brought up in a religious family, and I did keep myself as, I tried to keep myself as such.
And in what ways were you religious?
In any way, religious, in every way possible.
You went to cheder. I mean, you went to a shul.
Yeah, I went to shul. I went to synagogue. When I had a change.
Did you change any of your religious practices during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
No. You say it's all wrong. I didn't live in Pittsburgh. That's it.
I know, but you lived in Florida for 2.5 years.
No.
Florida, I lived only for a couple of days,
one week. And then you came to Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Well, that's it. Then you did live in Pittsburgh for the first 5 years.
I call it Pittsburgh. In Curtisville, you cannot call it Pittsburgh.
Oh, well, they do call it that.
Okay.
Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh? Yes. Oh. How frequently did you go?
When I had a chance. This is the
moving. Did you carry on any observance in your home? Did you light the candles?
We observed kashrut.
What's kashrut?
Kosher food.
Oh, kosher.
That's called kashrut.
Kosher food.
And all religious rituals in prescribed, I would say, by the Torah and Talmud. This interview doesn't do justice to my...
Well, we compile all of them. Oh. Any change in health due to the climate? Were you well?
No.
The food didn't bother you either?
No, ma'am.
When you first came to Pittsburgh, didn't affect you at all? Where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh? Do you have a doctor?
The first 5 years, but you're still talking about the first five
yes,
years.
Yes.
I never had any trouble with doctors. I mean, never had any use for any doctors. Thank God.
But when you used a doctor, whom did you use?
That's a long story already again.
Oh.
That's a long story.
What were the first organizations you belonged to? Synagogue, Talmud Torah, Zionist group, labor group, socialist. That was the Zionist group. Did you have any organizations that were set up to give charity?
Did I belong to it?
Did you give anything to charity?
Yeah,
at that time?
Oh, yes.
Those little boxes, is that what you had?
Little boxes Fishies. And Gemilas Chesed.
Gemilas?
Gemilas Chesed.
What is that?
Do you know what the Gemilas is?
No, I don't. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
No, what is that?
Helping out poor.
Oh, is that the helping? That's what I want to know. Poor and needy. Did you contribute? You did contribute then.
Yeah.
Anybody, anything else? Because this is something new to me. Gemilas Chesed. This is something new to
me. No, Gemilas Chesed is something else. Gemilas Chesed is an organization which lends money to small people who needs
without,
without interest. Helping God. Jewish people to go in case, God forbid, anything happens.